Blog Talk Radio.
Again, we are here this morning, man, time to talk about it. Amen. I'm sitting in for the host, Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm Bishop John Porter. Thank God for Sister Diane McGrath. Thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Man, it's a blessing, praise God, to be in the land of the living. God have been good to us, and he have brought us thus far by faith. And I realize that his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. All praise the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. He's yet turning midnight into day. He's turning a bad situation and making something good out of it. He always can turn a negative into a positive. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Why you say that, Bishop? Because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. And he's doing great things, even as I speak. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to, amen, move our God, you have to show him some faith. Amen. How many know, amen, this is a faith walk? Did not he say we walk by what? Faith, and not by sight. Not by your feelings, amen, your emotions, man, carrying around on your shoulders, amen, and always upset and worrying about something, praise God, crying and complaining, twiddling your fingers. Man, I was about to tell you, amen, our God is not going to get in no pity party with you, praise the Lord. Oh, but when the Lord get too heavy, praise God, he say, look unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you some rest. Praise the Lord. You'll find some peace in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know that he will put no more on us than we can bear. Praise the Lord. Now, if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. And he always brings us out to bring us into something better. Am I right? Praise the Lord. I just thank God, amen, that he's yet, amen, working miracles with oneness to be performed. Praise the Lord. He's yet destroying the yokes. He's yet doing great things, amen. And he said in his word that his will, that every family in the earth be blessed. So that includes your family. That's including my family. That's include whosoever. Man, notice he put a whosoever. And see, you can put your family name right above that whosoever. Huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that he give you the authority, he give you the power to destroy, amen, yokes and, amen, and come against generation curse, praise God, in your families. Ain't you glad about that, praise God? You yourself. How many know, amen, that you and God is the majority? He said, well, that's two or three gathered together in his name. He said, there he will be in the midst. Ain't that what he say? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Come on now. Man, we looking to have a good time. Amen. We have a powerful, amen, wonderful woman of God, anointed. Praise God. And, man, and we have been listening to her for a while. Praise God. A beautiful teacher. She breaks it down, amen, and make it very plain where we can understand what thus saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord is using her, amen, and taking her higher, amen. And I just thank God for, praise the Lord, amen. And then, but before she come, praise God, as usual, as we often tell you here, amen, Logan International, City of Victory, amen, we're going to pray. And we have a praying warrior here, intercessor, Sister Diane, praise God, one that will pray, don't mind praying, one that can get a prayer through. Man, we was listening to some beautiful, man, praise reports on Friday night. I tell you, y'all got to join us, y'all. Man, God is moving. You know, I tell you, that's encouraging, you know, all our hearts. When we hear the praise reports, how God is yet moving, giving people jobs, and praise God, he yet healing, he yet delivering, praise God, and just doing great things in families. Man, destroying the yokes, praise God. And this is what it's all about. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Am I right? Amen. How do you do it? Amen. You can do it through prayer. And I want to say it ain't how long, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's a prayer. As long as you come from the heart. Huh? That's what God looks on. He looks on the heart. He said he searches the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. So at this time, amen, we're going to yield now back, amen, and let Sister Diane, praise God, come in her own way. Amen. Prayer time in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, how you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well, Lord. And Father, we say thank you, learning not to take nothing or no one for granted, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness. Father, and those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father. The prayers that you're answering right now and about to, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So, Father, we give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due unto your holy name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy, Lord Father. Father, as she prepare, Lord, Father God, for surgery tomorrow, Lord Father, we continue to pray, Lord, Father God, for her peace, Lord Father, her peace within you, Lord, Father God. And Father, we continue to thank you, Lord, Father, for being the surgeons, Lord, Father. Everyone that's in that room, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching and guiding them, Lord. Father, for you say you are the healer, Lord, Father. And Father, we're trusting and we're believing, Lord, Father, that nothing is hard for you, Lord, Father. We thank you for the healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for being that way maker. We thank you for being that friend, Lord. We thank you for being so mindful of us, Lord, Father. So give her that peace, Lord. Give her the peace that she needs in you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth Roman, Lord, Father. Father, is she too, Lord, Father, prepare, Lord, Father God, for surgery, Lord. We ask you, O God, to continue to touch her and give her the strength, O God, that she needs in you, Lord, Father, as she continue to trust in you, Lord, Father. Father, peace right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch the doctors, Lord, touch the nurses right now, Lord, Father. Father, you be them right now, Lord, Father. Guide their hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching Rudy, Lord Father, and bringing him out of the ICU, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to strengthen him, Lord Father, that he is able to return home, Lord Father. Father, healing right now. So many people, Lord Father, are sick in their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, their minds right now, Lord Father. Even their spirit man, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing right now, Lord Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, that they may look up, Lord Father, and call on you like never before, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, as to see the times that we're in, Lord Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, that they repent, Lord, and accept you in their life as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you for not giving up on us, Lord Father. So, Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Your people needs you right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenneth, Lord Father. Touch his body as well, Lord Father. You know what he's in need of, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch his wife right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Andy right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you for your healing virtue right now, Lord. Father, we know that it was nobody but you, Lord Father, that kept him and saved him, Lord Father. So, Father, let him run for you, Lord Father, and trust in you like never before, Lord Father. Father, we bless your holy name right now, Lord Father. Father, I'd say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for our listeners, Lord Father, as they touch and agree with us as we pray, Lord Father. Father, see about their needs as well, Lord Father. Shield and protect them, Lord Father, from hurt, harm, or danger, Lord Father, as they're out, Lord Father, in this sinful world, Lord, on the highways and the byways, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to shield and protect them right now, Lord Father, on their jobs, Lord Father. Father, give them that spirit of awareness, Lord Father, that they're alert and be aware of their surroundings, Lord Father. And stay prayerful, O God. Stay prayerful, calling upon your name, O God. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you're doing through this broadcast, Lord. Father, the speakers that come through on this broadcast, Lord. Father, we thank you for the word, Lord, Father, that has been coming forth, Lord. Father, let your people hear, Lord, Father. Let them receive, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my leaders, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for that hedge of protection round about them, Lord. Father, knowing that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for pouring your anointing over them, Lord Father. Father, that they pour it on us, Lord Father. Father, continue to use them and strengthen them, Lord Father God, in what you have prepared them to say and do, Lord Father, in this time, Lord Father. Father, let them, Lord Father, stand, Lord Father, and continue to preach your gospel, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. We cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Oh, we thanking you right now for healing and deliverance being on this airways today, Lord. Father, we ask that you decrease, Lord, Elder Addison, right now, Lord, Father. Father, as you decrease in her, Lord, Father, and decrease her as you increase in her, Lord. Father, use her this day, Lord, as she let go and let you have your perfect way in her, Lord, Father. Continue to use her, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father God, each and every listener where they need to be. I tell you, Lord, Father, we thank you for the words, Lord, Father, that you're giving your man and woman of God, Lord, Father. So touch, Lord, Father. Touch right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We thank God. Amen. For Sister Diane. And thank God for the prayer. And as we often say here at City of Victory, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us and get your name on the prayer list. But we pray for you anyway. Why? Because prayer is universal. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't stop. Don't quit. Because a quitter will never win. But a winner will never quit. Oh, it's time out for hanging in there and holding on. And Paul say, do what? Stand. And after we have done all, he say, stand. Stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ have set us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a little thought for today. Man, we're going to turn it in the hands of our speaker for today. Praise the Lord. In the thought for the day, the best way to get rid of most of your pain is to take pain to lose yourself in service to others. I'm going to read that again. I like that. The best way to get rid of most of your pain is to take pain to lose yourself in service to others. Are you serving others? That's what our Lord and Savior come to do. He come to serve. Am I right? Come as a humble servant. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But he made himself lower and came in the form of a man. And he was all God and all man all at the same time. Oh, but he come to serve. I'm glad about it, Dave. Today. What about you? Are you glad about it today? And what the Lord have done for you? Praise God. Man, that's why, man, we worship. That's why we praise him. That's why we glorify him. Man, we come together in unity to lift up the name of the Most High God. And his name is Jesus. There's something about that name. Tell me, every knee got to bow, every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Am I right about it? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. What an awesome God. Our God is awesome. Oh, he's awesome. He's mighty. He's omnipotent. Praise God. He's everywhere all at the same time. He's right there where you at now. All right. All right. I'm going to decrease here now. Let the woman of God come in her own way. Amen. Ella Yvonne Addison, amen. North Carolina, praise the Lord. Hear ye her. You got the flow.
Morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, City of Victory. Praise the Lord. God is good and he's merciful and he's kind, he's loving. And I just like what Bishop said about, you know, if we, in our pain, we serve others. And that's true. I'm telling you. So I bless God on this morning. I thank the Lord for Apostle Gloria and Bishop Porter. I bless God for them, and I just thank God for how much they have poured into my life and spoken into my life, and just been a real encouragement for me. So I bless God for them, and I just speak blessings over them. And thank you, Sister Diane, for always praying a powerful prayer. So we just bless God for everyone that's listening in on today. Tell someone about the radio blog this morning. Share, because I believe there is a word from the Lord. Actually, it's a word that the Lord gave me, and I ministered on Sunday morning at my church. But God is saying to minister this morning, praise God, to City of Victory and those who are listening, wherever you may be. It's because God loves us, and he knows what we need when we need it. And as I was just meditating on, you know, what the Lord wanted me to say in regarding to this message, there are so many people, there are many people who are suffering, who are in pain, who are just, they're in a place of hopelessness, just not knowing how to come out of their situations. They feel stuck. They feel like that, you know, they're on the verge of giving up. But I'm here to tell you today, as the Holy Spirit leads and guides me, as the Holy Spirit gives me revelation about the God of mercy, the God of mercy. Hallelujah. How many know we need mercy in our lives? We need mercy. We need God's mercy. And, you know, as we thinking about mercy, when that mercy holds back from us what we really deserve. Mercy holds back what we really deserve. And if we think about that, oh my goodness, think about where I was before Christ, and even knowing Christ, you know, that God was merciful to me. He showed his mercy that I was not destroyed in some of the decisions that I made. Praise God. So I'm here to encourage you on today, wherever you may be. You feel like that you're in that place of despondency, in that place of discouragement, that the pain that you are experiencing is so heavy right now that you don't see your way out of it. But God is merciful, and he will bring you out. He will show you his mercy in the midst of your storm and what you're going through. So I just want to let you know that God loves you, and that he desires to see you well, to see you whole, to see you restored. And God does restore us. It does not matter what the situation is, you know, what you've done, sometimes we can think that it is such a horrible thing that we did in our past. You know, that is so horrible that it's the enemy keeps bringing it back to our thoughts. The enemy may keep bringing back that thing that you did, that, you know, the wrong mistake, that just keeps you bound into a place of shame and guilt. But God is saying this morning that you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. He restores. God restores us, and he loves us, and that's how much he does love us. That he wants to see us restored. But it's a matter of just sharing, and it's a matter of just yielding to the Lord, you know, seeking his face, yielding to him, and letting him into the inner areas of our soul that sometimes, as the pain is so hard, it's so it hurts so much that we just don't want to let God in. To heal. Jesus is our healer, and we don't want to let him in because it's too painful. We want to hold on to it. But it's just like, you know, when you have a wound, and sometimes that wound, if you put something on it to, you know, to keep the bacteria out, to keep an infection from setting in, you know, if it's like a minor wound or something, and you put something on it, And sometimes it may sting, it may be painful, but whatever the application is, whatever you're using, the medication that you're using to apply to that. And sometimes it can be so hard, it can be so painful that, you know, we shy away from using what could heal us, what could take away the pain. So I'm saying this morning that don't shy away from the healing power of Jesus Christ. Don't shy away from God's mercy. Don't shy away from his grace, but allow him into your heart. Allow him into that inner place. Allow him into that area that needs healing, that needs soothing, and just knowing, allowing the balm of Gilead in to soothe and to heal and to restore, to refresh, to be there, hallelujah, for you. So God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I just thank God for that, hallelujah, for that promise, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I know sometimes we hear that all the time. You know, we hear it that God is not leaving us. He said he wouldn't forsake us. But sometimes someone may be saying right now, well, it doesn't feel like that God is here. It doesn't feel like that he is in my presence. He does. He's not in the situation. But God is. That's his promise. We don't always understand how God is moving in our situations. And it's sometimes it's just not for us to understand, but it's just to release and to allow God to do the work that he needs to do. And he came to, you know, he sent his son Jesus Christ to heal the brokenhearted, you know, to restore us to wholeness. And so that is where, you know, we put our focus. And I know it's a challenge sometimes when the situation, the circumstance just seems unbearable. It seems like, oh, gosh, am I going to ever come out of this situation? It hurts too much. The pain is there. But God. And when we trust him with it, he sees us through it. He brings us through it because of his mercy. And as I said earlier, mercy holds back from us what we really, really deserve. So you may be thinking this is such a hard place. But God's mercy is there. His mercy is still extending and showing his mercy toward you, even in the midst of that, of your pain and where you are. God wants to lift you up this morning. He wants to bring you up out of that miry clay. He wants to show you his love and show you his goodness and show you that he is your defender, that he is fighting the battle for you, that he is there for you. And sometimes you just need to be still. So God is saying, be still. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still. And what that means is just be still in his presence. Be still and hearing his voice. Be still and not trying to figure things out for yourself. Be still and not making decisions that may bring you into an even more into a place that will cause more harm or destruction in your life. But he said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord working in your life. I bless the Lord this morning, hallelujah, for God being a loving God, a merciful God, a gracious God toward us. And you may be thinking right now, well, God doesn't love me, that he won't show his mercy and his grace toward me because of the things I've done, what I've done in the past, or what I've done last week, or maybe what you might have, maybe even last night. But God is merciful, and he's loving, and he's kind. He sent his son Jesus Christ to save us, to deliver us, to set us free from our sins, so that we can have forgiveness of our sins. So in saying that this morning, as we're talking about the God of mercy, I'm going to go coming from Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1, and I don't know how far I'll get with it, but I'm just going to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us this morning, because God wants us, he wants us to understand that those hard places do not have to influence who we are, or to keep us there, to let us stay there, that we can't ever, ever see our way out of it. But it is, God, it doesn't matter what has occurred or what has happened. God is able to restore. God is able to restore. Not the drugs, not the toxic relationships, not the relationships that you may be in, the fornication and all those that where a person may be trying to find love, but it's not working. God restores. It's not through whatever it's other things that seeking outside of God's will, that where you're trying to find that peace and trying to find the love, where you're wanting to find that joy and strength. It can only come through Jesus, having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what God is saying this morning to us, is to have that relationship where he can bestow his mercy upon us. His mercy. He's so merciful. You think about it. Meditating on the word, I'm thinking about my God, I thank you for being merciful to me. I thank you, Lord, for being merciful to me. And someone can think about that today. You know, that God is merciful. He's been merciful to you. He granted his mercy toward you. And it may not seem like it, but that situation, it could go a whole, a different way altogether. But God, because of God's mercy, hallelujah, he showed his mercy toward you. So in Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Verse 1, God is so good. Sorry, let me switch Bibles right quick. I had the wrong one. Thank you, Lord. God is really good, and he's merciful, and he's kind, and he's loving, and we just bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And the thing about mercy, too, God showing his mercy toward us, is that when he shows his mercy toward us and we accept his mercy, then we can show mercy to someone else. I think this nation would be in a better place. Our family, we don't have to think about the nation. Just think about in our family. We have a heart of mercy, how God has shown mercy to us, that we can show mercy to others in our families. We can start right there in our communities, in the nation. We show mercy and have that have sympathy toward others and understand the situations, where a person is coming from, how they are, in that place, having empathy toward them, understanding where they're coming from, putting ourselves in their shoes and understanding what's going on in their lives. That's showing mercy. That's showing mercy. So in Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And I'm going to stop for right now. But in verse 1, the psalmist is encouraging himself. And sometimes we have to encourage ourselves and not focus on the situation or what are you going through or or on the pain and the hurt and the discouragement and all the things that you may be experiencing, but not focusing on that, but encouraging yourself in the Lord. Sometimes we just have to do that. We have to encourage ourselves. Sometimes it may not be, you can't reach that prayer partner, or your pastors may not be available, or you know, that you just can't reach anyone. But at that moment, you got to encourage yourself, as the psalmist is doing here. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Encourage yourself. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves so that we can encourage others. How can we encourage someone else if we can't encourage ourselves? So we have to start with us, start with encouraging ourselves so that person, that family member or that coworker or that friend, that loved one, whomever it may be, need encouraging. You can't encourage someone from a dry well. If your well is dry, you don't have anything to give to that person. You know, we need to have waters flowing like rivers of living water. And so when those waters are flowing like rivers of living water, we can encourage someone else. We can tell someone else about the goodness of the Lord. But if our well is dry, because that circumstance, that situation, that the storm that you may be going through right now is depleting you, just drying up your joy, drying up your strength, drying up your faith. You know, so we have to encourage. In order to encourage ourselves, it calls for being in the presence of the Lord and just meditating on the goodness of the Lord, standing on this front, knowing what God is saying about your situation. Hallelujah. No, you may not, it's the joy of the Lord that gives you the strength. And so you may not have completely come out of your storm to encourage someone else, but in the midst of that storm, when you are encouraged and you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with you, when you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has, that his promises are true, and that you stand on those promises and your faith is on in the promises of God, you can encourage someone else. So don't let the enemy trick you into believing just because you haven't come out of your storm yet that you cannot encourage someone else. But the thing is making sure that you have something within you to encourage that person. So encourage, bless the Lord, O my soul. So he encouraged himself. And then he says that, you know, and all that is within me, God wants every part of us. He wants every part of us. He wants us to be yielded vessels. He wants all of us. He wants our body. He wants our soul. He wants our spirit. He wants all of us to come close to him, to grow close to him. And as we grow close to him, we have a relationship. We can come into a joyful relationship with him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where we get our strength, is where we have a joyful relationship with the Lord. And he seeks those. He seeks those who worship. He seeks the worshipers. He wants the worshipers who will give everything to him. You know, give our life away. We give our life away to the Lord. We give our life away. Every part of us, every being of us, we give our lives away to the Lord. Surrendering our will to God's will. Coming into a place where we surrender all. We can't hold on to one part of something, you know, that we may be experiencing in our life. You know, we can't just pick and choose what we want to give to the Lord. When he's wanting to deliver us and set us free and to heal us, he wants to show his mercy toward us. But holding on to one part, Lord, I'll give you, you know, my Lord, I want you into my finances. You know, I need a blessing. I need my finances to be blessed. You know, or, Lord, I need to be healed. I need a physical healing in my body. But then the emotional healing, we don't want God to give God that, because we want to hold on to it because it's too painful. And sometimes people will stay in that place because it's a comfort zone for them. They don't know what it is. They're afraid of being free. And I know that sounds like, wow, why would anybody not want to be free? But that because they've become comfortable in that place, and they're afraid of being free because they won't know what their lives would be like in that place of freedom. But that's why we have a loving God, a merciful God, a gracious God. Hallelujah. When we come into, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have newness of life. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. So if all things are becoming new, God is going to show you how to walk out that newness of life. The Holy Spirit will show you how to walk out that newness of life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he seeks the worshipers. He wants us to come as we are. And some of us may see that we're not worthy or feel that we're not worthy of God's love. But I'm telling you today, you are worthy. He created you. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So he knows all about you. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. So there is nothing that you have done that is so bad that God cannot restore you. So I want to encourage you and to let you know today that there is hope. There is hope. Start your day with asking Jesus to be in our lives, to have more of him. You know, pray, Lord, I want more of you in my life today. Glory be to God. And let the rivers of living water spring up within you, the wellspring of life. Hallelujah. The wellspring of life that will store you, that will sustain you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then verse 2 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Some of us forget who we are, who we belong. If you have given your life to Christ and you have benefits, you have spiritual benefits, amen. If you haven't given your life to Christ, God, he's waiting on you. He has benefits for you. Hallelujah. So he's waiting for you to say yes to his will and yes to your way. So forget not all his benefits, forgiveness. One of the benefits is forgiveness. And the primary benefit of grace is forgiveness of sin. So the Lord has been ministering to you. The Holy Spirit has been just tugging on your heart. You've been wooed by the Holy Spirit. And today is your day to say yes. Yes to the Lord. Giving your life to Christ. And then other benefits. We have healing. Healing. Not only physical healing, but emotional healing. God is our healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then another benefit, provision. Jehovah Jireh. He will meet our every need. He provides for us. Hallelujah. And the thing about it, he provides for us. And he meets our needs. We may not always get what we want, because sometimes what we want is not good for us. And that's where it comes in. That's where faith comes in. That's where it comes in and really trusting God with our lives, because he knows what's best for us. He knows about us better than we do. And I'm going to tell you that when I used to hear people say it all the time, I still hear people say when they are trying to justify their sin, they say that, well, God knows my heart. The thing about it is God really does know your heart. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly where you are. And so in spiritually. So forget not for provision. We have provision. He will meet every need according to his riches and glory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So there's no lack in our lives. Again, I said we may not get what we want, but we do get what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And in that provision, he not only provides wisdom. has wisdom. He gives us wisdom. We can ask for wisdom, and he'll give it to us. We can ask for it, and he'll give it to us liberally. So if you need provision, if you need wisdom, you can ask for it. If you're in a place where you're trying to make a decision about something, ask God about it. We leave him out. We leave him out of our situations. We leave him out of those daily things. You know, sometimes we say, okay, we can only come to God when it's a really big storm in our lives or a big something that's really happening and we need God. But God cares about us even in our daily activities. You know, you need wisdom. You need to make a decision about something. Don't leave God out. Go to him and ask him, you know, what you need to do. Ask him about it. And then another benefit is protection. God protects us. He watches over us. He has his, in his loving kindness, he watches over us. He protects us, you know, when we're in places from dangers that we don't sometimes even know about. God is watching over us and protecting us. But when we step outside of his will, we step outside of the will of God, that opens the door for the enemy to come in and to try to bring destruction in our lives. But God is merciful. Again, his mercy. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for his mercy that he sees fit to keep back the hand of the enemy, to keep back from from destruction, to keep back from whatever may try to bring, cause destruction in our lives. But God is gracious and merciful, and so he protects us. He protects us. He's the Lord of hosts. So he has his angels watching over us, dispatching those angels to go with us, to go before us, so we know where we are. We need to pray, you know, when we leave our homes, we need to pray for God's protection to watch over us while we're in our cars, wherever we may be. And wherever we go, whether it's the shopping centers, restaurants, wherever you may find yourself, we need to pray and ask God's protection over us, you know, to be with us as we go out, you know, to cover our cars, you know, while we're driving. Just for his protection. So God is with us. That's the benefit. One of the benefits is to forget not all his benefits. He's the one who restores. He's the one who brings us back to wholeness. He restores us to wholeness. He restores our joy. He restores our strength. He restores our faith. He restores our health. He restores us to wholeness. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, a merciful God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a good Father. Thank you, Lord. So don't allow your circumstances to take your focus from his benefits. Keep our focus on the benefits. Forget not all his benefits. The enemy will try to take our focus off of who God says he is, his promises, and the benefits that we have. God's healing restores when you're just about to give up. He will be there. He will hold on to you. He will hold on to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank God for his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. And then we go down to verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. He forgives. He forgives our iniquities. And that's where we come to know without a shadow of a doubt that he sent his son, Jesus, to forgive us our sins, our iniquities. And he says he forgives all iniquities. So there's nothing that you have done, that we have done, that seems so horrendous or seems so bad that God does not forgive. My Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know wherever you are right now. I think we just take a praise break. Praise God. Just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, and worship him and praise him. He said he forgives all your iniquities. So that thing that has been hindering you, that's been keeping you bound to shame and guilt, I say it must go now. You are released from it in the name of Jesus. It no longer has any power over you. Let it go in Jesus' name. I say that you are free from the shame and the guilt because God just, he says in his word, who forgives all your iniquities. So forgiveness sets us free. Forgiveness sets us free. Hallelujah. Who heals all your diseases. So God is a healer. Hallelujah. He heals all of our diseases. Who redeems, verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. His tender mercies, that's compassion toward us. That's long-suffering toward us. Hallelujah. Some may think that God is waiting, you know, whatever has happened, whatever you've done, whatever has happened in your life, whatever you committed, whatever you stepped outside of God's will, God is not waiting to punish you. He's not waiting. He's just sitting there waiting to punish you. But he says his tender mercies, his tender mercies. That means he's compassionate. He's loving. His loving kindness and long suffering. My God, thank you, Lord. He said he redeems our lives from destruction. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross for us, when he suffered for us, when he suffered for us, when he took all the sin of the world upon him, that God couldn't, had to turn his head from him because he couldn't look at the sin upon him. But Jesus took all the sin of the world upon him so that we would not be utterly destroyed, that we would have everlasting life. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. And he said, he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's the God that we serve. Who would not want to serve a God like that? Hallelujah. Who would not want to serve a God like that? God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah. So an eagle is such a majestic and just a beautiful, beautiful bird. It's just like the eagle's 6 foot, has a 6 foot wingspan. I want you to just think about that. Just think about that, the eagle who has a 6 foot wingspan. And when they soar effortlessly for long periods of time. Hallelujah, for long periods of time. And that's the endurance that we have through Jesus Christ. That's the strength that we get through Jesus Christ. So that's the endurance. There may be, you may seem like that you're in that place. It's been such a long time. You're like, Lord, when? God, when am I going to come out of this? But God is working in, he's working in the things. He's there for you. He's keeping you, you know, so that you're not utterly destroyed in that thing. He's not going to allow that. It's like that when we're, you know, on the potter's wheel, and the potter is shaping and molding and just trying to make that pottery presentable and with excellence, and the potter is there. But sometimes we want to get off of the wheel before the potter finishes the work. We need to stay on the potter's wheel and allow God to do the work. Amen. Hallelujah. So So it's that endurance. It's like the eagle that's effortlessly soaring for long periods of time, that we'll have that endurance, we'll have that strength, and that sustaining strength that comes from God. It's the sustaining strength that comes from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in that time, in that sustaining strength that God is keeping us, he's keeping us. He's uplifting us with his righteous right hand. He's holding on to us. He's not letting us go. His love is there for us. His love cannot be separated from us. This is all that he's giving. These are all the benefits that we have when we're going through, when we're going through our situations. This is mercy. His mercy that is with us. He said, mercy and grace shall follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. That is good news. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So God is not going to give up on us. He won't get tired of you going between doubting and trusting God. You know, we're to have a sound mind. We're not to go between, you know, doubting and then believing, doubting and believing. But thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. He does not give up on us. In that mercy, we'll find long suffering that he shows toward us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Numbers 23 and 19, it reads, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? He's going to make it good. He's going to make his promises good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for his promises. But we have to trust. We have to believe in him. We have to trust on the promises and get to know what his promises are. That's where it comes in, reading the word. You got to get in the word. Pray. Spend some quiet time with God so we can hear what he's saying about your situation. You get in that quiet place, and he will show you the plans and strategies. Some of us may be in a place where we don't know what to do because we're not getting in the presence of the Lord to hear what he is saying about the situation. And he has that plan. He has that strategy for you, but he's just waiting for you to get in a place where you can hear his voice and not allowing the other voices to override, you know, the voices of doubt, the voice of unbelief, the voice of I'm not good enough, the voice of I can do self-righteousness, self-will. But he's waiting for you to get into that place where he can speak to you. Get into a posture of worship. Get into a posture of praise. Get into a posture of a prayer. Get in that place where he can speak to you through his word, and you can hear his voice. And he will give you, he will show you what to do, what direction to go in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then in verse 6, thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 is the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to his acts to the children of Israel. That's verses 6 and 7. God is for the helpless and the oppressed. And we can see that what's going on now. There's so much oppression in the world. But God is for the helpless and the oppressed. He's there. But it says, like, you know, why are these things happening in the earth? Why are these things going on? Why is it happening? But we have to believe and know that God is, he's still there for the helpless, he's still for the oppressed, and he will restore. He restores justice to the earth. So this is what we have to, you know, as we're thinking about these things and looking at what's going on and reminding ourselves that God is sovereign God. He's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. He's still sovereign God. We may not understand everything that's happening right now, but we know that Jesus is, and the word does tell us about all the things that's happening, you know, wars and rumor wars, you know, children not being obedient to their parents, and, you know, all the fires and all the things, destruction that's going on. It's, so Jesus is soon to come. But in the meantime, our faith and our focus should be on the goodness of the Lord. Otherwise, if we don't do that, we take our focus off of God's goodness and his mercy. It opens the door for depression. It opens the door for fear. It opens the door for violence. It opens the door for many things. But if we keep our keeping our focus on God and who he is sovereign God. He's God Almighty. God is able. And that's what needs to keep our focus on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In verse 7, he says, he revealed himself and his grace to us. God revealed, he wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to reveal his grace to us. His grace and mercy, again, follows us all the days of our lives. And grace gives us what we don't deserve. I would think about that. So have you ever given a gift to someone and you know they didn't deserve that, but you gave it to them anyway because out of love, out of you wanted to bless that person, or even praying. You know, the person may have, you know, we're to pray for our enemies, those who've used us and persecuted us, and you find yourself, you know, you don't want to pray for them, but the word tells us to do that. Hallelujah. But you do, you know, because of grace, you are able to pray for that person and not praying amiss, not praying, you know, get your prayers, but praying according to the word, praying out of love and compassion for the person. In Exodus 34 and 6, when Moses had an encounter with the Lord, let me go there right quick. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's Exodus 34 and 6. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. He is so good. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 34 and 6, it says, Moses, when he had the encounter with the Lord, I'm going to start at 4 so we know where we are. He says, so he cut, this is Moses making the new tablets, and so he cut two tablets of stone like the first one. Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up Mount Sinai, and as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Thank you, Father. Verse 5, now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, God merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generations. Praise God. So so Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Then he said, if now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray, go among us, even though we are stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin and take us as your inheritance. Praise God. So what I want to focus on is verse 5, where it says, now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, merciful and gracious. So in that, praise God, you know, he passed before the Lord. God wants to show us, he says, he's showing him who he was, who God is. He showed him the mercy. He showed him the grace. He wanted him to see the long suffering. He wanted him to experience experience the abounding, the abundance of goodness and truth. You know, so this is what God wants to show us. He wants to reveal that to us. Amen. He wants to reveal the goodness of the Lord. He wants to reveal the long-suffering and the goodness and the truth in our lives. But the thing is that he says that the Lord God, as he passed by him, passed by Moses, he said it. He said, the Lord God, he wanted to hear that. He wanted that to get in his spirit. He wanted him to hear that above everything else that might have been going on. And so that's what the Lord is saying to us today, is that he wants us to hear his voice. He wants us to know him. He wants to reveal himself to us, to you in your situation. He wants you to know that he's long-suffering. He wants you to experience his mercy and his grace. He wants to know that you will not faint without seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. He wants you to experience the goodness of the Lord. But it takes faith, and it takes being in his presence, and it takes trusting him. Hallelujah. Putting aside our own agenda. You know, just allowing God in. Just allowing him in. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So there is nothing too hard for God. Again, there is nothing that you have done that's so bad that God cannot restore you. Always know that there is hope. There is hope in the midst of every situation. There is hope. You may not see it. You may not feel it, but we don't go on our feelings. We go on faith. Faith and hope go together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There is never a moment when we come to the Lord that he stops being merciful. There's never a moment that he stops being merciful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he's slow to anger. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Slow to anger, verse 8, Psalm 103, abounding in mercy. And this is it, abounding in mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, abounding. So it's not a little trickle of mercy here. It's not a little trickle, you know, there. But abounding in mercy. He's always, it's mercy. He won't stop being merciful toward us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. So that's good news. He's not going to keep his anger forever. But there will come a time we're going to need to answer to what we, you know, there'll be a judgment call. So he has not dealt with us according to our sin. He has not dealt with us according to our sin, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's good news. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. So far as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So great is his mercy toward those who fear him. That fear is not talking about being afraid of God or what he's going to do, that you're going to be punished. You know, the fear here is reverencing him, reverencing God, you know, living holy, loving him, reverencing him as the great God that he is, the holy God, reverencing him as the God who heals and the God who delivers and the God who sets us free, reverencing him for his love. That's reverencing God and loving him. So great is his mercy toward those who fear him, having a reverence for him. And great, and then it says, great is his mercy. That means it's above and beyond what we could ever think of. We just can't imagine in our in our own thinking, in our finite thinking, how great God is, for his love, how can he bestow love upon us? And when we didn't love him, when we didn't reverence him. But he says he's so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Through his son, Jesus Christ, he did that. Hallelujah. Someone needs to know that today. And you're feeling unworthy. You're feeling unloved. You're feeling like that hope is lost, that there's no way out of your situation. God has already made a way. God has made a way for you. It's a matter of now just saying yes to the Lord, yes to his will, and yes to his way. Hallelujah. If you strayed off the path, if you stepped outside of God's will, return to him. Return to him. He's waiting for you. He's waiting you with open arms. As the father received the prodigal son, as the prodigal son returned to the father, he received him back with open arms, and he ran to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the same way you return to the Lord. God runs to you. He will run to you with an outpouring of his love, an outpouring of his grace and mercy, an outpouring of restoration, an outpouring of healing, an outpouring of deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. So I bless the Lord. I'm going to stop there, praise God, and just thank God for what he said and what he's shown us on today, and how he's ministered to us, and how he's ministered hope and restoration. And that's what the Lord is wanting us to know today, that there is hope, that there is hope, there is hope. And I say now that if you're holding on to unforgiveness, if you're holding on to things from your past, you just can't shake that guilt and that shame because of something that you did or the mistake that you made, I'm saying that God is merciful and he's gracious toward you. And he wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Freedom is already, we already have freedom through Jesus Christ. Now it's just a matter of just accepting it. Accepting it. If you want to experience God's love and mercy, accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Confess in Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you will be saved. And then once you make that confession and you believe it, then find a church that where you can grow, with teaching Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins, and teaching Jesus, then, you will grow. You'll find yourself growing, and you'll find yourself, if you stay in the Word, that you will come to know more of who God is, and he will reveal himself to you even more. And pray and ask God to be, have, to that we want to have more of him in our lives. Even the seasoned saints, we need to pray, Lord, we just want more of you in our lives. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord on this morning for the word. I thank you, God, for your mercy, that you are the God of mercy. Hallelujah. I bless you, and I thank you, O Lord, for every person that's listening, every person that has been listening on today. I pray, God, that we will receive more of you in our lives, O God. I thank you that there it would be like rivers of living water flowing from us. And I pray for anyone who may be struggling with guilt and with shame, Lord, with not feeling worthy of your love. I pray, God, that they will realize that it's you, oh God, that will heal you, God, that will set them free, God, through your Son, Jesus Christ. I just pray, Father, right now that they will realize, God, that if they can't do it on their own, that they need you, oh Lord. I pray against pride. I pray against doubt and unbelief, oh Lord. I pray, God, that there will be a yielding, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be yielded vessels, oh God. And I pray, Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I pray, God, for your mercy and your grace that follows us all the days of our lives. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Thank you, God. I pray that it has touched someone's heart. I pray, Father, even as it was ministered, that each one of us would take that word, God, as you minister to us individually, oh Lord, and meditate on it, God. I pray that it will not go from us, oh God. But I thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, just sealing that in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Elder Addison. And if you have a question for her, all you have to do is press that one button, and you can come on and ask that question. You know, I like it, God of mercy. And I had to write it down, Elder Addison, when you wrote, mercy holds back what we deserve. Grace
yes.
holds back what we deserve. And it's so true.
Yes.
It is
Amen.
So true. And people ought to know that God is merciful. He is a God of many chances. He gives us that opportunity mm-hmm. each and every day, you know,
yes.
to, you know, come to him,
mm-hmm.
repent. He gave us that opportunity, yeah. opportunity back in the days that they had to wait a whole year to get their sins forgiven. And the opportunity
mm-hmm.
that we have now that we can go before God, we can
yeah.
ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
We do not
Amen.
Take that for granted. And we have a caller. Go ahead, you're live.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank God for the man what was said and been done. I thank God, and what I was thinking about, what caught my attention is all the benefits that we have when we accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even though mm-hmm. he sends his mercy to the undead, he said, because we reign on the undead that we do the dead. But praise God, the special benefits they're not going to get. Oh, that's what I'm glad about.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's
mm-hmm.
time now to accept him. I just wanted to make that comment. And I just thank God for the word of God. And Ella Addison, you be encouraged because you say his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And I do believe
yeah.
within my heart that the word has fell on good ground. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Man, one plant, one water. But it's God that gives the increase. Oh, what
yeah.
an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. So you be encouraged. And I thank God for Sister Diane. Thank God for my beautiful flower, Apostle Gloria Porter. And I thank God, amen, for the viewers and for all of you, wherever you may be encouraged. Lift up your head. Praise God, amen. Quit putting your fingers and holding your head down. He said, look to the hill. From which come in your
yes.
heaven, and all
Amen.
Our hearts come from the Lord, which made the heaven and made the earth. Who unserves God like this? Oh, my God,
oh.
praise the Lord. Let me leave it alone. It's back in the hands,
Amen.
Praise God, of Sister Diane.
Thank you, Chief.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that was Bishop Porter. You know, like I say, all you have to do is press that one button. Trusting that word today touch your heart, and you don't just keep it to yourself, but share. know that no matter what it is you have done, God is merciful. And we have another caller. You're live. Go ahead.
Hello. This is Elizabeth Zayish from Connecticut. I'm calling because what she preached about, return to the Lord, the prodigal son, and it reminded me when I lived in Florida and I went to the Spanish service and we were there and somebody I knew, I mean, you know, God used them to tell me the prodigal son, but I took it kind of the wrong way, not realizing till Yvonne spoke and said, you know, return to the Lord, that I did. I returned to the Lord, but I took it, you know, kind of different. That's why it takes, you never know. You read it years later, then no, that wasn't it. It was, you know, this. So I want to thank her for today's, for speaking today, and thank Radio Blodge and the bishop, the pastors, everybody. Thank you so much for your love, for your prayers, for your kindness. And also to let you know that my cousin Ralphie, he came out of surgery. So far he's doing okay and everything else. So I am, you know, grateful for what he's doing in my life and my family. And I just want to thank you all. Thank all the people who listen, who pray for people that they don't even know or whatever. Just pray, you know, and to come back to the Lord and let him guide us. That's all. Let go and let God. That's all I could say. And I just want to thank you, Sister Diane, and everybody else. I love you all, and I'm going to get off the air so you can have somebody else. But thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. And everybody else who speaks on Radio Blodge. And Pastor Gloria, I love you all so much. You don't know. And I pray and I pray. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord. That was Sister Elizabeth. And know that we love and miss you too, Sister Elizabeth. We do. And we thank you for that update on your cousin. May God continue to touch and heal Emily today. I tell you, don't be ashamed to share your testimony. You know, your testimony, your healing, what God has done for you may encourage and touch someone else. Do not Amen. Keep it to yourself. Share it today. Your testimony may save someone's life. Because they're going to look at you and see that you made it through. You made it through so they can make it through too. And we thank you, Elder Addison. We do not take you for granted. We thank you, you know, allowing God to use you each and every time that you come on here, you know, to bring forth, you know. We appreciate that. Many people today don't even want to bring the word, and if they do bring the word, they water the word down. So we thank you for standing firm on the word and speak what God tells you to speak. We have another caller. You're live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Good morning.
And I
thank Elder Allison for that message, because it's truly inspiring, and it makes you think. It makes me think about a lot of things. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. And you know, Elder Addison, you know this broadcast don't just, you know, they don't just hear it here in the United States. They hear it through many nations. Okay, they're hearing you in China. They're hearing you in Africa, Australia. They are hearing you. This broadcast is not just for the United States. It's not just for us. We have people that tune in from all over the world that listen. The broadcast. So know that when you come on here and that you're saying what thus say the Lord. You're not just encouraging us, you're encouraging others as well.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise God.
So
yes, praise God. Yes.
Yes. Continue to be obedient to God's word. Again, we here at Time to Talk About It, City of Victory, we appreciate you, and we appreciate each and every listener that continue to tune in to this broadcast and support it. We thank you. We appreciate you. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to the broadcast. Oh, and there is many segments out there because Apostle Porter been on this broadcast from since 2009. So you can just imagine the words that have been coming forth that God has given each and every speaker on this broadcast. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link and hear it. You can share it with a friend today. Even if those that call themselves me, go ahead and just text them the link and say, you know what, listen to this. You need to be encouraged today. You need to know that God is merciful, and there is nothing that you can do that God will not forgive you for if you truly repent in your heart. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Don't forget now, share the word. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Let God, oh, let go. And
Let God.
He can handle it all.